even more laundry in the cupboard today. The clothes cupboard has never been so full of laundry. Will you notice the difference acoustically? You might not notice the difference acoustically, but there's that many clothes in here, I'm not even sure if I can read this. There's no space. I knew there was a reason why I was living like a slob. It wasn't because I was lazy, it's because it's impractical to have all these clothes in the cupboard if I'm going to record. Ow. I told you I had no room in here. Just cracked my head off the cupboard. Ow, I've done it again. I mean, you might think I'm doing this for, you know, for comedy effect. Think, oh, the listeners are starting to drop off. Only 3 Facebook likes yesterday. You know, you might be thinking, oh, he's getting desperate. He's now banging his head off the cupboards to get some laughs. I'm not. That was all unscripted, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, David's Daily Digital Dollop, Dollop 139, Social Studies and Psycho-Cyclists. After yesterday's social experiment, in which I walked down the street at 3 p.m. and said good morning to people to see if they would unquestioningly say good morning back, I have been thinking about ways of developing this fascinating social study. Now I know that some people will be happy just to stick with the tried and tested format, which has clearly been such a massive success with the audience. I don't want to brag, but I got 3 Facebook likes for yesterday's dollop. Yeah. But I'm not the kind of person who sees that kind of success and then just gets stuck in a rut and keeps doing the same thing over and over again. No, I am constantly reinventing myself and evolving. Who knows? Next time I do this new and improved version of the Good Morning Game, I might even get 4 Facebook likes, or maybe even 5. Now, I don't want to get too carried away, but still, I suppose you do have to aim high and dream big. So yesterday's result indicated that out of everyone who spoke to me in the street, all of them said good morning back. Oops, sorry. Maybe I should have issued a spoiler alert there for those people who hadn't got around to listening to it yet. Perhaps saving that particular episode for a special occasion. Maybe one of your David's Daily Digital Dollop parties. I think that next time, though, I should push things even further. The first part will be the same. I will go onto the street at about 3 in the afternoon, and I shall say good morning to people. Then, when someone says good morning back, I will then ask them for the time. And then, once the time is given, thank the person and say good morning to them again. And see if they still respond with good morning. I think this will both be entertaining and a worthwhile social experiment. Part of me thinks that people still will. They'll hear me say good morning and they'll just unquestioningly say good morning. It's like an autopilot response. Perhaps I could then put my findings to a psychologist and we could discuss them on the dollop. When I first set up David's Daily Digital Dollop, it was very much with the Reithian philosophy in mind of entertaining, informing and educating. I'm sure that if you are a regular dollop reader or listener, then I'm sure you'll agree that you've all learned some valuable lessons over the last 4.5 months. Even if what you've learned is simply how much of your life you've wasted listening to and reading all of these hours of dollops. Although I think some of you might have had that collective realisation yesterday. 3 Facebook likes indeed. When I was talking to my housemate Ben about yesterday's social experiment, he reminded me of something that happened when we were both at university together. We were on a walk, and there were lots of cyclists on the route. Every time a cyclist drew level with me, I would wait about 1/4 of a second until they were just passing me, and then shout, "Excuse me, do you have the time?" Most of the cyclists would look round, surprised. Some would give an apologetic shrug, and others would scowl at me. But quite a few of them actually did glance at their watches and then shout the time back at me. Looking back now, I suppose it was a bit of a reckless thing to do, given that it could have caused a cyclist to have had an accident, as they had to look back over their shoulder and then glance at their watch before shouting the time back. This is why I was surprised by the amount of cyclists who actually managed to do this. Ben was trying not to let his amusement show, and kept hiding his face, brimming with tears of laughter at the sight of the suddenly startled cyclists. But then, one time I did it, and a man looked back over his shoulder, completely surprised to hear a voice from behind him, and nearly toppled off his bike. Ben involuntarily burst into loud laughter and fell to the ground and started helplessly rolling around on the ground in hysterics. Ben's reaction caused me to also start laughing really loudly. The cyclist threw his bike down and came running towards us, shouting and swearing and saying that he was going to kill us. Ben, sensing the danger, tried to get up off the ground, grab me and make a run to safety. But he was laughing too hard to manage the getting up and running part, although he did succeed in grabbing me, which caused me to fall to the ground with him, and we both promptly began to roll to safety, down the hill and into some bushes. We both lay there for a while the psycho cyclist yelled that he would find us and sort us out. Fortunately, the man must have eventually got back on his bike because the shouting stopped and we deemed it safe to crawl out of the bushes. Hopefully the man doesn't find this dollop and decide to come after me, because it would be very easy for him to find me, given that my gigs with the young'uns are advertised very publicly all over the internet. Plus, I broadcast what I'm doing every day in this blog. If the man does still feel angry about that episode and wants to get his revenge on me, then it would be very simple for him to strike. If he could remain patient and wasn't in a big hurry to get his revenge, then he could simply wait until I was in his local area and then strike then, saving him the need to even travel. I mean, he's waited 12 years, so what does another few months matter? Please, if you care about me at all, then make sure that you don't mention this dollop to anyone you know who is a cyclist, especially if they were likely to have been cycling around the Scarborough area in 2004. Thank you. So, providing that I've not been killed by a psycho cyclist, or by anyone else who wants to kill me and decided that now would be the perfect time to do so, because all of the suspicion will be focused on cyclists in Scarborough, I'll be back tomorrow. Right, can I get out of this cupboard without banging my head? Ow! No, I'm joking. That time it was a hilarious bit from me there.